Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning a sugya in Maseches Brachos. Daf Yud Amud Aleph, a very famous Gemara, based on the lovely Sefer Marbe Bracha, Simen Chav Tes. It says in the Gemara, Rav Nuna Maidlich Siv Mikeh Chacham Miyodeh Pesher Dabar. Who is so wise? Who can understand this matter? Mikeh Karush Baruch Hu Shiyodeh. This pasuk means, who is like God who knows to make a pshara ben shnei tzadikim in Chizkiyahu L'sheol? God knows how to make a pshara. He knows how to make a compromise between two tzadikim. Who are the two tzadikim? Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu, Yeshayahu Hanovi, and Chizkiyahu Hamelech. Each of them wanted the other one to go to him. Chizkiyahu said, Yeshayahu should come to me. Yeshayahu said, Chizkiyahu should come to me. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He brought Yisurim on Chizkiyahu, and then Yeshayahu went to go visit him. And he said, Yeshayahu, go visit the sick. Shenemar b'yamim ahem chalach Chizkiyahu lamos v'yabu elav Yeshayahu ben Amos hanavi v'yomer elav ko amar Hashem tzav lebeischa kimeisat avlo sichya. So he goes to visit him, and he says, this is what God said, command your house, you're going to die, you're not going to live. You're going to die, the Gemara Darshan, in this world, you're not going to live in the next world. So Chizkiyahu said to him, my kulehai, what's all this about? So Yeshayahu said, because you were no sick b'peri v'rivya, and etc. And the Gemara says, Kronig Zeralach Gzeira. Yeshayahu said, the Gzeira was already decreed upon you. Amalei Ben Amotz, he said to him, Ben Amotz, Kalei Nevuah Ascha B'tzei, Yeshayahu, go finish your Nevuah and leave. Kach Mekublani Beis Avi Abba, so I have a Kabbalah from my forefathers, from my grandfather. Even if you have a sharp sword in your neck, you shouldn't refrain from asking for mercy. He turned to the wall, he dived into God. My kir, what is kir? Shem lakish, kiros liba, from the depths of his heart. That's the kir, kiros liba. Levi Amar al iski akir, in the matter of the wall, amashu no amis shelo astela kir echad, achas. Kitana, Hechiye says, Bina, Oviyav Shechafa, Sehechol Kulo, Bekesef Uzov, Al Achos, Kama Bekama. He was talking about Iske Kir, the matter of the Kir. What's the matter of the Kir? As we know that there was an Isha Shunamis. And what did this Isha Shunamis do? She made a kir. What's this kir? For Elisha. Nasena alias kir ketana v'nasim lo sham mita v'shulchan v'kiseu menorah. So that's my bar mitzvah Torah. That's how I remember it. The pasuk in Malachim Beis, Perek Dalet, pasuk Yud, Nasel Alias Kir Kitana, V'Nasim Lo Sham Mita V'Shulchan Nikisena. We'll make him a little attic, and we'll host him there. So because she hosted Elisha, what happened? She had a nace that her son was brought back from the dead. My grandfather, who covered the Heichal with Kesef and Zav, certainly should make a nace that I should live. The Chor Nace Asher Tzalachti Lefanecha Bemis of some. Remember, God, that I walked before you, said Chizkiyahu, with truth, with a complete heart, and I did good what's in your eyes. What does it mean, Vatov Beinecha Sisi? I'm Rav Yudah Marav. Shesamach Gula Tfila. Vatov Beinecha Sisi means that what I did was, I was Samach Gula Tfila. Rabbi Levi Amar Shagan and Sefer Afuos. Another opinion is the good that he did was that he put into Geniza the Sefer Afua so that people don't go to the doctors to natural healing. They go to the old-fashioned praying to God healing. The good old days, the way it used to be done. That's Ad Kan Divrei HaSugya. Rashi says, what is this Sugya doing here? The answer is, we're talking in the context of the importance of being Somech Gula L'Tfila. So since we want to bring something about being Somech Gula Tefila, at the end of the story is that he says to Hashem, I did what's good before you. What did I do that's good before you? I was Somech Gula Tefila. So since we wanted to bring about smichas gula tefila, therefore we have this. The Gemara brings this whole story. Before they were talking about smichas gula tefila, we want to get back to it. Nigzer gzeira. It says that the decree has already been made. Shetamus. The decree has already been made, he told him, that you're going to die. Yishai said to Chizkiah, he's going to die. Who's the Aviyaba? That's David HaMelech, who saw the sword of the angel and Shmuel Beis Chavdalet, and he didn't stop from praying for Rachamim. That's the Mekublani. And who's Aviyaba Shechafas HaHechel? Who covered the Hechel with Kesef and Zav? That's Shlomo HaMelech, Rashi says. Shegana Sefer Fuos, Kadesh Yavakshu Rachamim. He put away the Sefer Refuos, Chizkiyahu, that people should pray for mercy. Ad kan divrei Rashi. So there are a whole bunch of ha'aras here. Number one, why do we have to bring this whole story? If we just want to teach the Inyan of Smichas Gula Tefila, we can just say that Chizkiyahu was sick and he asked Hashem for mercy in order, in the schus of him being Smichas Gula Tefila. This whole thing, the Shaya and coming. We have a Gemara in Chulin that Yeravim was punished because he ate before davening. They darshan a pasuk there. We don't have the whole story. We could have also told the whole story there about Aviyah ben Yeravim and the Shlichus and Achia Shaloni and the Nevu of Achia. There's a Magansa Maisa. Chazal could have darshan that as well. But there, they just needed the drasha for Ilchus Tzvil. That's all they used. So here, just give me the drasha. Cut to the chase. What do we need the whole story for? Also, Yechezkiyahu said that I have a schus that I was samach gula tefila. So he should really mention a schus that shayach to the Hanhagas HaMalchus. Like Rav Levi says, gonna say for fuas. That's a hachra for a king. He's a Melech Yehuda. So why does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say, no, gula tefila, his own tefila as yachid was a good tefila. And the truth of the matter is that the whole story needs understanding. Rav Menuhin Darshan, that there was no Inyan Mitzad Atzma that Chizkiyahu should get sick. God just brought Yisurim on Chizkiyahu and made him sick so that Yeshaya should go visit him in order to be Mechayev Yeshaya in Bikur Cholim. And also, it doesn't seem that there was any specific Nevuah or Gzeira on Yeshaya to go. Lechu Bakir Es HaChole. Doesn't sound like any special Lashon of Nevuah. So everything is cool. Now God gets them together. Okay, he makes this pshara between the tzaddikim. Yishai is going to visit Chizkiyahu. Beautiful. And then, pitdom, in the middle of the story, everything changes. There's this gzeiras misa on Chizkiyahu. He's going to die in this world, in the next world. What's going on over here? The whole thing was just a means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get Yishai to visit Chizkiyahu. And now all of a sudden, in the middle of the story, there's this terrible gzeira. He's going to die in this world and the next world. It's frightening. Where did it come from? Out of the blue. And if Taka, there was a gzeira, because he was not, he wasn't Osek Imperi Verivia, like the Gemara says, and that's why he's sick, then how can we say that it was done by a chacham and a pshara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made between the two tzaddikim? B'kitzer, the beginning of the sugya says that the machal is a davret study. It's just to get the two together. And then later on we see that that's the whole, there's a gzeiras maves and Yishai is coming to give an avua to explain the gzeira. So it's a stira dira minei ube. The Iker is the Machla, then it's not to get them together. And the Iker is to get them together, then where did this death come from? This world and the next world? And in the Gufa Shaka Vitaria, does the Melech go to a Navi? Does the Navi go to a Melech? It doesn't make sense. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu sends the Navi with the Nevuah to bring to the king, so then obviously the Navi has to go. If he doesn't, he's Chayiv Misa because he's Kovish Nevuasa. And if the king is over some Aveira, the Navi can be Mochiachim. So Vada, the Navi has to go to him and be Mochiachim. Shaykh even a rabbi till Tama, Tama till Ravim, but Mitzia Lamed Aleph. Certainly a Navi, that's part and parcel of his job. Vada, he should go. Also, what does he say to Yeshaya? Amot Kalei Nevuascha Vitzei. Mimanav Shaykh, if he's Bam Senevuah, he's not allowed to stop. He's Kovish Nevuah. And Chizkiyahu has to listen. And if he already finished the Nevuah, he doesn't have to tell him to finish. What does the meaning of finishing your Nevuah? He's not finished, he's not finished. If he's finished, he's finished, but you can't tell him to stop. So it seems from all this that Rashi is very, very meduktak that he answers the Kasha. Rashi says, Shemitoch shloi hochem zeh itzel zeh, lo haya mochicho al shalo nase isha. We didn't read that Rashi the first time. That's a very key Rashi. Dibor maskel yehoram ozel lagabe elisha, because we skipped that part of the story. Rashi says, "Demitoch shelo hayu holchim, ze itzel ze, lo hayam ochicho, al shelo nasi isha." Because they didn't go to each other, he didn't give him musar. He didn't give Yeshaya. Didn't give Chizkiyahu musar that he didn't marry a woman. Why doesn't Rashi use the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara is that you weren't osek in period of Arivia, and here Rashi says that you didn't marry a woman. That's two different things. Be married and not be Osek in period of Arivia. Rashi says, no. The problem is you didn't get married. Just say, like the Gemara says. Because they weren't meeting, Yeshaya wasn't Mochiach Chizkiyahu that he wasn't Osek in period of Arivia. Why does he say Nasa Yisha? So Rashi is coming to answer a Kasha. This last Kasha that we asked. If he was Mekabel and Nevuah, Vadi has to give over the Nevuah. And if he was Chayiv Mamish in Tochacha, Ivada has to go give the Tochacha. And therefore Rashi says that Be'emes Yeshai didn't get any Nevuah. Yeshai didn't get a Nevuah at all. As we asked before, we said Mamanavshach. If it's a Nevuah, he has to give the Nevuah. If it's Tochacha, he has to give Tochacha. So what's the answer? The answer is that he wasn't given a special nevuah, and he wasn't mamish chayiv in tochacha, and therefore he didn't go to him. Because without nevuah, he doesn't know that Chizkiyahu wanted to be mevatel pir of Arivia. He just knows that he wasn't married, but he didn't know it was to be mevatel pir of Arivia. Maybe he was busy with Limud HaTorah, like the Aris Tvash says in Drush Tesvav, or he was busy being Hagas HaMalchus. So he didn't go to him special because he didn't realize he was doing anything wrong. If they were by each other, then the Fnim Ashura Sadin, he's already there, he's going to give him Tochacha. Just in case he's already there, I'll give him Tochacha. But to go special when he might not even be doing anything so bad, he's not going to go off and give him Tochacha. But if they would have met, he would have said, you know, you should really find yourself a wife. He didn't know that he was trying to be Mevatel Piri for Rivia. Or says he knows that he was going to have a bad child. He didn't realize it was because he was Mevatel Piri for Rivia. He just thought he wasn't married. So he said to him, get married in order to be Mekayim Piri for Rivia. You can also have children to be Mechanech them. And that's what Rav Hamnuna says, that any Choli that comes on Chizkiyahu, that Choli that came on Chizkiyahu was Yisurin. It's to bring the two together. But Yeshaya wasn't Yeshaya wasn't sent with a special Nevuah. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyahu. to bring them together. So Yeshaya wasn't sent with any special nevuah. And there was no gzera in Chizkiyah. Oh, but now everything changes. Yeshaya comes to him, and then he prepares himself to receive nevuah. Like the Rambam says, you compare yourself to receive nevuah and get nevuah. And Yeshaya did that midas atzmo. He said, if he's already there, might as well chaparai and get some nevuah. And therefore, Chizkiyah said, kalei nevuascha. God didn't send you this nevuah, you prepared yourself. So from here we see a tremendous yisod, that even though I'm in a shemayim, they didn't have any decision of Gzeres Misa and Chizkiyo, because maybe he would still get married. But Yeshaya asked for Nevuah, and that brought the Gzerah. It's like you're asking in Shemayim, is this man worth living or is he worthy of dying? It's like you're demanding a decision. And here the Achra was Misa. And once they made the hachra, that's it. It's gzera gemuru mechayeves. So what did Chizkiyahu mean when he said kalei nevuascha? Let me daven. Let me change the gzera. Without you opening up the door for nevuah. Because if you keep opening up your door, if you keep preparing yourself, if you keep making yourself a kli for the nevuah, who knows if I can change it, maybe it'll just be mechazik the gzeira. So since the whole nevuah was brought upon by Yeshaya, so he can also stop the nevuah. It wasn't like sent down to him. He brought it upon himself. He did his achanas for nevuah. So when he said kalei nevuascha, he was saying to him, you brought this down, stop bringing more nevuas down. Enough is enough. Let me daven. So now because of those words of Rashi, lo nasaisha, we have an unbelievable diktuk in the sugya. That solves a lot of problems. Now we understand what's going on over here. Rashi says, nasaisha, not that you were nasaisha, not you were nasaik pir verivya. He didn't, there was no nevuah here, and he didn't realize that he had to go give him tochacha. He just thought he had good reasons, and if he already meets him, he'll tell him. But once he met him, Yeshaya brought upon himself a matzav of nevuah, and that was it. The gzera was made. It's like he asked for achram and hashamayim. And it says in the Gemara that Chizkiyahu said to Yeshayahu, "Hashta now, havli barta chafshet the garmas chusa the diva didach, v'nafki minoi banach the ban of the ban of the malu." So he said to him, "Give me your daughter." And maybe, in the schus of the two of us together, we'll have good children. Why didn't he think of this eitzah earlier? So we could say that he needs the schus of Yeshaya to fix things. Because Yeshaya caused the gzera in the first place. And it's not good for tzaddikim to have people punished because of them. So now Yeshaya is going to fix it, give him his daughter. They'll have good children. And that could be the Svaras HaMachlokas between Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. What's Pshat V'natov Beinech HaSisi? Rabbi Levi argued with Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna was the one who started. Amar Rav Hamnuna, what does it say? Mikachacho midya pesher davar. Who's like a Kaddish Baruch Hu who knows to make a pshar between two tzaddikim and Yishayo? That's Rav Hamnuna. But Rav Levi, what did Rav Levi say? Rav Levi said that Vatov b'nech ha-sisi is gonna say for Rafuas. So Rav Levi holds that if the Choli and the Rafua, this story is mentioned in Sefer Melachim. And in Sefer Yeshaya, then by golly we can be rest assured that this is connected to the Malchus. So since he holds that it's connected to the Malchus, when it says that he faced the Kir, Reish Lakish said, Rekiras Libor, of Levi says no. So remes to the Inyan HaMalchus. What's the Inyan HaMalchus? That it must be a remes to Avi Aviv, Shechipa Sehechol, Bekesef and Zav. He covered the Hechol with Kesef and Zav, Shlomo HaMelech. Because it's related to the Malchus. That's Rabbi Levi earlier in the sugya. Aliskek here. If Yeshaya, if the Shunamis had a nace because she helped Elisha with one wall, certainly me, my grandfather, look at what he did for the Malchus. And then in Atov Bein Echa Sisi, he said he was Gone Sefer Refuos. What is Gone Sefer Refuos? That's also that Shaykh Tan Hagas HaMalchus. And Rehuda Merav goes B'shitas Rav Hamnuna. They say he was Samach Gula Tefillah. That this story is Shaykh to Sefer Melachim and Sefer Yeshaya is because originally we had to make a peace between a bridge between the king, honor of the king and the honor of the Navi. And in the end there was a miracle and he got sick and there was this Gzeira. But it wasn't an Indian of Malchus. This was a personal thing. Started out to make a gesher between these two great personalities, but in the end it became a personal machal of Chizkio. And if it's a personal avera, you need a personal zchus. So he says, you know what Atov Bein Echa Sisi means? Samech Gula Tefila. So Rav Levi is l'shita so that he says that the zchus Alakir, he dived into the Kir. In other words, he mentioned the schus of covering the Hechel with Kesef and Zav. That relates to the whole Malchus. And the schus of Tov Bein Echa Sisi of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Of Tov Bein Echa Sisi of Gana Sefer Fuos. That relates to the Malchus. And the other opinion, Rav Yehuda Merav, holds no. Like Rav Hamnun at the beginning of the Sugya. That this is really a personal thing between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu, and it only got into the Tanakh because we're trying to make peace. It got into Sefer Melachim, Sefer Yeshayahu. We're trying to make peace between these two great people, but really the illness only came afterwards. So why do we have this whole long story? That was our first question. Just bring the ikar that he was somach gula tefila. And the answer is because we have to know how the whole why is somach gula tefila schus? Why? How do we come out to somach gula tefila? Because it's a personal schus. Because it was a personal sickness. We had to know the whole development of the story. How he only got sick, so we should visit him, and then he had the nevuah. So this is a private disease of Chizkiyahu. And therefore he needs a private tefillah of private schus of being samach gula tefillah. So this whole hakdama is to teach you that it's not an inyan of malchus. The only inyan of Malchus that he went to visit him. Once he went to visit him, now that he's davening to be healed, Chizkiyahu, that's not an inyan of Malchus, that's a personal thing. So the Mele needs a personal schus. So that is the Mahalach of this sugya, and We should be zoche lilmod ulamed lishmar velasus velakayim is called divrei salma taraso vehava. Amen v'amen. Amazing, amazing Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.